Brett, give me a little description of your operation out here.
Well, we milk about 50 head of registered Holstein cattle, commercial cow herd. We've got about 60 head of cow-calf pairs, and we also run a fertilizer business, anhydrous ammonia.
What is this winter storm? How does that affect you when you have to mess with it?
Well, it just creates a little more time that we have to spend with the cattle, making sure they're getting fed, make sure they get all the nutrients they need. We keep supplements out for them and make sure they have water and shelter to keep them going through this process. And it's just a little added extra time that we have to do, but that's what we love doing, working with the cattle and working with the land.
How do the cows adjust to this kind of winter storm?
Well, actually, you know, their feed intake kind of goes up a little bit, and if it weren't for them using so much of that intake to provide heat for themselves, they would produce more milk. On the good side of that is when it starts warming up like it has been today, that intake that they have taken in will produce more milk in this cooler weather.
Now, did you lose power during this recent storm?
We were very lucky. This was one of the times that we went through an ice storm that we did not lose any power, so we're in really good shape.
Do you have backup power supply?
We do have one. It's powered by a tractor, and the cows come first. If they need to be milked, we get the generator going for the cows first because they're first on the list.
It's awful muddy out here. Does the mud pose a problem for you?
You know, we have to watch what we do as far as keeping the cleanliness of the cows and the udders and so forth. We use disinfectants when they come through the barn to keep them clean, to wash them up, to milk them. And it does pose a threat because it's muddy, it's nasty, and there's going to be bacteria in that mud. And we've had an unusual year this year with the rainfall that we've had. We've got a lot more moisture. Normally it's not this wet this time of the year, but it's just one of those factors you have to deal with.
This, I guess, serves as another example of when a storm like this blows in, it exemplifies the kind of sacrifices you guys have to make in order to feed the rest of the world.
Absolutely. I mean, that's our top priority. We have to take care of the cows, or they're not going to take care of us or provide food for the nation and the world.